Good evening and welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Susie and Jason Petty in today with the Window Tint Company. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So you have a window tint company here in the Upper Cumberland.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long has the company been around?
Well, the company has been around a little bit over 6 years. I say that, and then I go that Jason has been tinting for, I think, 25. So he is not a newbie.
I've heard some stuff about Jason.
So he is.
There's some word on the street about what he can do. So, Jason.
Yes.
You've been doing this for 20 some years.
Yes.
What made you start window tinting?
Oh, this is a funny story. I needed a job. I mean, it's really that
That's
simple.
That's it. Period. And the mic drop. Walk away.
I needed a job. My aunt and uncle bought a truck accessory shop in Memphis, and their window tinter quit back in the mid-90s. And she called me one day out of the blue. I was washing dishes at a restaurant. She called me out of the blue. She said, "I think you'd be good at that." And I literally said, "Is that purple stuff people put on their windows?"
Were you thinking cars at the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Like tinting. Yeah.
So she said, "Well, in a nutshell, yes, but they helped me move back to Memphis. They had a guy apprenticed with, and the rest is history."
So so this was obviously not the plan, is to do window tinting, but you were just looking for a job and they kind of picked you out. What made her think that you had the good skills to do window tinting?
I've been known to have an attention to detail. I've got some Susie will laugh. I've got some OCD tendencies.
I was going to say, when we say OCD.
yes.
So, and window tint can be pretty meticulous. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of details that need to be addressed to get a clean install.
So the word on the street is that you have some accolades that you might want to mention.
Oh,
2012.
I'll let you do it. I hate honking my horn.
Honk his horn for him.
Well, in 2012, we had the opportunity to go to a window tint competition and trade show. And always people are like, "Is there such a thing?" Yes, there is such a thing as a trade show for window tint. So on a whim, we loaded up and we went to Louisville, Kentucky.
And this is, the window tint company isn't even in existence
yet. It was not yet. He was working for another shop. And then we're like, "Well, let's just go, weekend trip. Sure, why not?" So we went up there. We did the trade show. He did the competition. They had two heats. And then he made the first heat.
I remember praying, "Lord, please don't let me embarrass myself." The little guy from Cookeville.
Yeah, don't let him be on last. So he did the first heat, went on to the second heat, made that. So then that would have made you in the top 10
finalists.
And so we're like, "Okay, well, this is good." And they have an awards banquet. We hadn't even really planned on staying for the awards banquet. We're going to head back home. So we weren't really dressed for the occasion.
There's a rule named after me.
So we went to the awards banquet. Jason's wearing his blue jeans and like an MTV retro t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. To awards banquet. So anyways, we're just sitting there kind of waiting, okay, are we going to stay? We've ate, we're going to stay for the whole thing. Sure, why not? So then they get down, they call the top. Everybody else sits down but three, and he realizes that he is in the
obviously
top three.
Obviously standing in the wrong spot.
The little guy from Cookeville is
Yeah. So, because there's some pretty good tinters. You go to California and Florida where they tint all the time, and there's just a lot of quantity of cars that they tint, and there's bigger houses and just things like that. So we weren't really expecting. We were expecting to have a good time.
Yeah.
So they get down to the top three. He was still standing. They announced the third, and he's like, he kind of looked around, looked at me, and out in the crowd. I was sitting out in the crowd. And then they announced the first runner-up, and he just kind of was still standing there, and then it kind of hit him that he won.
I was certain I was standing in the wrong spot. Like I was supposed to go and sit down quite a while ago.
So I got the name of 2012
World Champion Automotive Window Film Division.
Wow.
So it was
from Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cookeville, Tennessee.
Where it started as you needed a job.
Needed a job.
And so you're washing dishes and world champion here in the studio today. So that's pretty awesome. So you're doing this for a number of years since the company is relatively young. And what brought you back to Cookeville?
Oh, that's a weird story.
And we don't have to get into it.
We won't get into too much detail. But no, I kind of moved to Cookeville from Memphis on a whim and ended up alone here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became home.
Yeah. And so Susie wasn't part of things yet at
correct.
That point.
Correct. Correct.
And so, okay, so you come here just starting, and you're still tinting.
Yep.
Working for a company tinting. I imagine at some point in this story, Susie comes along.
Well, now we are 7 years married, and then our business is 6 years old. So yeah.
Susie's my boss.
So do you have an entrepreneurial background,
Susie? I don't.
So what's like, hey, yeah, let's go start a company?
Well, he found himself
underemployed. Well, like.
Yeah, at a certain point. So he's like, okay, let's go. And I had another job. I was working for, at the time, Melanie Porter. Wonderful, wonderful lady that mentored me, as just far as just being just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working for her and Jason. So I had a full-time job. Jason was like, okay, what do I do now? So he went and got a license. We got a little garage to rent. He was still working for another shop part-time. So then fast forward, and I'm helping him. I mean, he's working without me. He's doing some, you know, he's working. So we fast forward to about a year or so, I guess, right? Yeah, that sounds right. And then... So then I find myself changing some jobs for just insurance purposes, you know, trying to find something a little bit. And then I find myself without a job. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, can we really afford for me to work, you know, us work together full time together?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then still.
and still like each other at the end of the day.
Yes. So we kind of stepped out in faith. And did that, and we've been just running with it ever since.
In case you're just joining us, we have Susie and Jason Petty from the Window Tint Company in today. And so, in 6 years ago, so 14?
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, you decide, okay, we're going to go out on our own. We're going to, and neither one of you had entrepreneur business background yourselves.
Zero.
And so, Where did you get help? How did you even figure out how to run a business and a successful business at that?
I think the first thing is don't be afraid to ask questions. I had a gentleman, a peer of mine. He said, "You want some advice?" I said, "Yes, gladly." And the first two pieces of advice he shared with me, he says, number one, he says, what my dad told me when I went in business, he said, number one, answer your phone. And then he said, number two, be where you say you'll be when you say you'll be there. He said, if you do those two things, you'll be head and shoulders above your competition.
Well, in a small community, small-ish community like this, people, you are the business. It's not that you're kind of like up at the top and people don't know who you are and what you are. You're the face. You're the people. And so if you're not honest and have, you know, keep to your word,
right?
Or when you do, that really makes or breaks a business.
Right.
And we have found that installing window film is the easiest part of running your own business. So it's been quite a challenge.
I say that often to people is that you know your trade, mm-hmm. but there's so much more that goes into running a business than your trade. There's accounting and marketing and all the other facets of things that are not just, they don't just, you know, come to you from the sky. You have to learn those things. And entrepreneurs have so much grit to kind of teach themselves, this is what I'm going to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure kind of as the boss, Susie, and running things, there was a huge learning curve for you where he's been doing it for 20 years. So he knows what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, there was definitely, I mean, where the window tint itself, he knows how to stick it. He knows, all the technical, just all those aspects of that, he knew how to do that, and that's all good and well. Well, we need to make some money.
Yeah.
So yes, there was definitely a big curve as far as just trying to figure out how to make that money and reach people and how to market. I think that one of the things was how to market ourselves. You know, to be true to who we are. And just show that to people and, you know, and just be true.
Yeah. And without, you know, you said you don't have a business background. So what are the ways to market? What's the best thing to do? And you know, how do you get yourself in the right places and the right people and all that kind of stuff where it just, maybe it's not the most natural thing to do. And sometimes, and getting into the community too, of how this is teaching people why window tinting is important or necessary in certain circumstances. We're going to get back into that in just a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Susie and Jason Pettian from the Window Tint Company. And so we were kind of talking about the technical skills needed. And so can you talk about the process? And you guys work on cars as well as buildings. What else do people tint? I don't even...
That's the biggest part of it. I mean, there's some other interesting things where we find ourselves.
But what's the weirdest thing you've ever tinted?
An alarm clock.
Oh, okay.
The guy said it was too bright. He couldn't sleep at night. He put a piece of film over it. He's a happy camper. So
there you go.
So,
talk about the process and what's the benefits to tinting a window or a car?
I'll take this one.
Sure.
I think the most challenging part of the process is selecting the right product, whether it be your car, your office, your home, you know, listening to a customer, trying to find what they're after is the most challenging. Let's take car, for example. Cars are simple. Dark windows look better on a car. I think that's pretty universal. Most people will agree to that. I have met some people that don't, and that's okay. And a lot of people come in and get their windows tinted just because it looks cool. What a lot of people don't realize is there's different products, not necessarily how light or how dark, that you can tailor how much heat you block. Mm. Of course, your higher performing films are going to cost a little more. You're going to look at this more as an investment. We always tell people if you're road tripping, if you spend all day in your car or whatever, then it might be worthwhile. But you can make your car look cool for less money. You can make your car feel cool also. In office situation, most people find, I think the most common request that we're getting in office situations is fighting glare. You know, people are fatigued, the sun's facing their building, and you just have to find with that building owner, building manager, where's the balance point between how much light do you want to block versus how that building's going to look aesthetically. And the same for the home. A lot of people want to lower their air conditioning bills. They've got west-facing windows. We do a lot of lake houses where, you know, the view is beautiful. It'd be a crime to cover that up with blinds or curtains. But at the same time, the furniture's fading, the air conditioner's running all the time. Nobody can see the television.
Yeah, that's so you guys did the Biz Foundry. Our office is on mm-hmm. Cedar, and I have a wall of windows, and our ventilation's not the greatest, and everybody's always like, it's so hot in here, and it's a much cooler once they were tinted. It's still relatively warm, but I'm like, I don't want to cover this up. I want to see, right. I would like to, I'm the nosy neighbor that wants to see people walking down the street.
And that building was an interesting challenge. We went with an exterior product to keep as much visibility in mm-hmm. While keeping as much heat out. And I think we struck a pretty happy medium with that one.
Yeah, when we first opened the building, I was like, absolutely, I don't want tint. It's so bright. We have these wonderful windows, and I want to be able to see. And then when it got done, it was like, oh, it's not so glary, but is it tinted? It was that good balance of just, yeah, there's something there. It's not the same, but it's definitely not like, oh my gosh, it's so dark, I can't see in or out, or, you know, we don't have the bright light in there. And so definitely I think that process is interesting, and it's great to work with experts that really know, okay, I hear what you're saying, and here's how I'm going to meet your needs. No, people probably don't think of the process of that, of like, oh, well, I'm just going to get some tint, like roll it out and have it done.
A lot of times they think dark and mirrored. For a business, and that's not always it doesn't have to be the case. There's some happy mediums that you can figure out.
Yeah. So Susie, you relatively grew up here. You moved here as a school age
yes.
girl. And so as a school, you know, growing up here in the Upper Cumberland, ever think that you were gonna A, own a business, or B, be in window tinting?
No, because I had to go back. And I was looking at pictures from when my kids were little and things like that. And I'm like, oh, I actually had a tinted car, you know, yeah. And I couldn't even remember going. That was just something I never thought about until I met Jason. And I think we dated for about 6 months till I finally got my car tinted. He finally took time to tint my car. And
that wasn't a first date kind of thing?
It wasn't. It wasn't.
The world champion is not doing that on first dates?
Wasn't the world champion yet.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I finally got my car tinted, is after he won the championship.
The title was what pushed him over.
Now I can't even imagine driving a car without tint.
Yeah.
Of course, everything we own has tint. Our house has tint.
Does your alarm clock have tint too?
No. Every piece of glass.
It
I
may
think.
Tonight.
No. So what did you want to do when you were little growing up here? Did you think you were going to stay here and be in the Upper Cumberland forever?
When we moved here, I was 13. So I had told my parents I was going to move back to Michigan when I turned 18.
I'm a Michigan girl.
So yeah, I was born and raised in Michigan. And of course, I've not went back. I mean, I've went back to visit, but not permanent, obviously. So I always wanted to be a school teacher. And that just didn't, you know, marriage and kids and things like that. So, but no, not a business owner. Never.
Isn't it funny, too, that, you know, you had these dreams, you want to be this teacher, and now you know more about window tinting than, you know, I'm sure you can tell like what level cars are that's tinted at this level. And you know more about it than you ever thought than you ever paid any attention to.
Right, right.
You know, so. I think it's, and you probably, I mean, you guys seem to really enjoy it. And
we do. We were talking on the way over here as far as growing our business and things. We enjoy working together, which is always sometimes comical when we have customers come in or, and we're in clients' homes, and they'll ask us, are you married? I'm like, yeah, I figured it's pretty obvious because the way I kind of boss them sometimes. sometimes.
He doesn't seem like he, I mean.
yeah, we definitely are.
She keeps the ball rolling.
Which is important in a business, you know.
It is.
It's important to kind of, like I said, have all those facets of the skill, the trade of it, as well as the business aspects. In case you're just joining us, we have Susan and Susie, I don't know why I keep saying Susie and Jason. I think I'm in combining the names. Susie and Jason Petty from the Window Tint Company in today. And so what's next? What's the future? Where do you go from here?
Well, we are still we're hoping to add. We've got a part-time employee. So we're looking at training him, getting him a little bit more comfortable and confident to have more production.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for maybe a bigger shop.
Is it kind of like a like a mentorship? Are you kind of you're kind of taking him under your wing and giving him? Do you think he'll be a world champion someday?
Let's hope so.
Have you been back to compete at all?
We competed. We did 5 years consecutively. I made finals twice. The first year I went back with my ego severely inflated.
Yeah.
And I think I placed top 25.
Mm.
So, and there was 100. So it's not like I did 25 out of 25. It's still good, but it was after a while, it got our business has grown. And we actually, like this first year that we didn't go back, we made more than if we'd won the whole thing.
Mm.
So it got almost where it's more expensive to go.
Well, and we go to, when we think about going to the trade show, I mean, we have the internet, we have access to all these industry.
Trade secrets?
Window film industry, changes.
But we have access to all that. So we would, sometimes we think we'd rather be here. I'd like to be in front of our people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're from Cookeville, and that's a great community. And I go between trying to, because I don't think people really care what trade secrets you have or what you, to some degree. I think they care about how we treat our people, how we treat each other, how we treat our customers, and how we, you know.
This area is a word of mouth community, and so if you have some bad, customers have a bad experience with you, that's gonna travel. The relationship is really, really important. Do you guys work outside of Cookeville, or is that mainly the
we
basis?
We have been as far as the commercial and the home, residential and commercial. We go to Fairfield Glade. We have been to Sparta. We've been to Kentucky on the edge. Mm-hmm. So we've been
Spring City.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys have a decent range around here. You know, I'm sure you have a reputation that you're kind of, like I said, the relationship and the word on the street and kind of that stuff. So you have one employee. You think you'll have more. Do you like this mentorship kind of apprenticeship?
It's really fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a whole lot of opinion, good or bad yet. But you know, we've got our employee, we've got training going on. We're moving to computer cut patterns hopefully 1st of December.
Which is probably so crazy thinking about 20 years ago computers were not what they are now.
Oh, I know.
You know,
so we're hoping that can increase volume production also.
Yeah.
And opens up the opportunity for us to sell window film uninstalled to people wanting to do-it-yourself kits and stuff like that. It opens the door to other media to be cut, stuck, and installed.
So how can people get a hold of you if they want to find out and get a quote from you or find out what you could do for them?
First thing, visit our website at CookevilleWindowTint.com, and you can reach us at 931-510-0830.
We do have Facebook and Instagram as well.
Do you put your projects? I think that's probably some of the sell with this is people learning what they can do with it, you know, what the advantages are to tinting. So do you put projects on there and stuff like that?
We do. I mean, we show pictures, obviously, of cars and automotive, residential, commercial. We do a frost film as well, which we did at the Biz Foundry in Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
We tinted, and that was like the place I've seen that needs frost the most. So I did use that picture on our Facebook page because it was just hilarious.
That's one of our new locations, and I'm really loving the way that's all come together and the aesthetic look of everything.
I love that building in Sparta.
It's pretty. Beautiful. So if you need that website again, it's CookvilleWindowTintCompany.com.
Cookville Window Tint.
CookvilleWindowTint.com. So check them out and give them a follow on Facebook. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.